Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. I want to say hello, Atlanta. I am in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, California. It is 12 p.m. here, 3 p.m. where you guys are at on that Eastern Standard Time. Today's date is 4/25/2011. I'm pretty sure you guys are nice and warm over there in Atlanta, because here in San Diego, as usual, it is a beautiful 70 degrees, nice and sunny, and just a nice breeze blowing near the water. So hello, Atlanta. I'm just missing you guys, and I had a great flight last night, but I am here, and the city is just ready and pumped to hear all what we have to educate them on. We got a lot of things in place for the next month or so on the road out here in California. So I definitely am excited about that, as the city itself demanding us to come out here. I hope all you guys had a great, great Easter. I was traveling through the Easter holiday. I want to send a shout out to U.S. Airways. You guys were awesome. Great service. Gave me a smooth flight. The best, I can say, service I've ever had. Definitely, you guys need to check out U.S. Airways. You know, with all the changes and with the financial crisis going on, the service, even though, you know, with the price hikes and, you know, the baggage charges, you know, once you have that committed service, it may change your mind and who you want to fly with. So definitely I am in support of U.S. Airways, and thank you for the service. Well, unfortunately today, you guys, as usual, you know, you guys, usually Monday we have Entrepreneur Talk. I had Veronica Grossman to come on the air today, but due to unexpected circumstances, she will not be able to come on the air today, so it will be postponed. But today I will have open line 347-215-8709 for everyone to call in. Tell me what you want Build, Grow, and Enjoy to talk about, and what you want to hear to empower you financially. Today I definitely have Jacqueline Bush. She's a Build, Grow, and Enjoy event planner. Very, very financial savvy, and she will be kind of co-hosting and taking in some calls with me today. Thank you, Jackie, for coming in at the last minute.
Oh, you're welcome. Good afternoon, Atlanta. Good afternoon, San Diego.
Awesome, awesome. So, I mean, as you guys know, the lines are open, 347-215-8709. I'm going to have it as an open line for everyone today. So we'll just talk a little bit about, you know, all these financial crises that's going on, you know, not just between Atlanta and San Diego City, which is two of the hardest hit cities, especially when it came to the real estate market. There's a lot of people out there looking to get restored. And, of course, you guys know we have Financial Empowerment 2011 with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we're going to do eventually do some city tours, going to educate and empower people to restore
them. Very excited about it. Very excited.
Yeah, very excited to get them back on track, just America as a whole. So definitely you guys call in, open line 347-215-8709. We are also on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com in live chat, so you can definitely call in there. So Jackie, just let everyone know, you know, you are a real life person. I mean, we've all been in through it. We're all going through it. Let them know what's your take on what's going on with America financially.
Unfortunately, you know, we are in a time where we almost have to spend in order to grow. And that's the basis for what our government is trying to do. But at the same time, you know, there's always going to be the power struggle going on between the Republicans and Democrats, and then you got your president standing right in the middle. And people don't realize, they want to blame our president, but really at the end of the day, he doesn't really have so much of a say-so on how our government runs. And that's the problem, is we're always basing our ideas and principles on what we think the president's supposed to do. leave Obama out of this. Let's look at our government. Let's attack them. All the bickering, the non getting along, the non negotiations. I mean, come on. Whose government almost comes to a shutdown? It's sad.
Right. I mean, with all these military guys, you know, a lot of them reach out to me. They're like, wow, Kalithia, what do I do? Or what's going
exactly.
on? You know, they just want to hear some feedback. I was just shocked to see that, you know, here these guys are here serving our country and they can't even pay them.
Exactly. It's pitiful. It's disgusting. You know, you look at what they go through on a daily basis over in another country, fighting for their lives, like, you know, literally having to protect themselves 24/7 to keep from dying, to make it home to their loved ones, and for them to face that reality, I think it's just atrocious.
Yeah, but definitely.
As a country, we've got to stand up and we've got to come together and fight this. We have to make a stance. You see all these other countries that are rising up and, you know, going against their government, like, you know what, we can't live like this anymore. Enough's enough. You tyrants, we're tired of you. So America has to do the same thing. We've got to have a voice. We have to stand up, take responsibility for our own selves first, and then we have to stand up together and go after what we believe in, which is getting things back on track, budgeting our spending, and, you know, watching what we're blowing our money on. And there's a lot of frivolous spending in America. We're, you know, we're set up to be materialistic people, and it has to come to a stop at some point, so that you can have a comfortable financial future.
Yes, definitely you have to. I was watching a biography last week in regards to, you know, the way it used to be where household income, you know, household can have one income. And, you know, back in the days, you know, the 50s, the 60s.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
People,
the father,
you know,
goes out and work, the mom stays home.
Right.
We don't have
right.
that anymore.
You know,
now both of you have to grind. And some people have to have two jobs apiece just to make ends meet and try and have a comfortable dwelling.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, people feeling as though that, you know, it was kind of like a set with the whole spending, like you said, coming in. Because, you know, back in the days, you know, it could be, you know, the mother stay home with the children, the father goes out and work to be the provider for the home. But it just doesn't exist anymore. Like you said, sometimes both people with that are actually in the household sometimes have to have two jobs each just to survive now.
Exactly.
And it's a major negative impact, you know. And like you said, it affects your finances, you know, with all these job losses, illness, anything can happen. And
I'm sorry, we're having a thunderstorm here, so I hope this is not coming through the radio. We are having a juicy one right now.
It's hot and stormy, right?
Oh, my goodness. It came out of nowhere. It was all clear and nice outside, 81 degrees, you know, nice breeze blowing 14 miles an hour. And boom, here comes a storm right over top of me out of nowhere. Gotta love Atlanta. Wait 15 minutes, it'll change.
Right. So at least you get to cool down and all that heat, because you know how it is in Atlanta with the humidity.
Oh,
it's just
you
crazy.
Know, girl. You know, back to what we were talking about. Prime example, I have an aunt and uncle. My uncle works a part-time job and a full-time job, and my aunt works full-time. And they live up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I realized my last journey home that the cost of living is a lot higher up there than it is down here. And it
right.
surprised me because I always thought it was reversed. I thought it was cheaper to live down here than it was up there. And
right.
I was talking to my aunt about, you know, her taxes on her home. The sad part is back home, which I never knew this, you can buy your home, but the land that it's sitting on, you don't own that. You can't buy it. It's
oh, yeah.
owned by the city. Which I think, you know, when you buy a home, you want to buy the land that it's sitting on. But they pay double taxes up there because they're leasing their land from the city. But yet
right.
they have a real problem in their government up there. Scott Walker, need I say more? We already know what he's doing.
Exactly.
It's sad. You know, he's done. It's like he's almost going city to small city, disrupting the way of life. I mean, he did the same thing in Cleveland. How these people didn't go and do like a background check on this man before they appointed him to governor, it just blows my mind. If they would have gone back and seen what he has done in Cleveland, they would have never allowed him to be the governor of Wisconsin.
Right.
Even
right.
Their food costs, their gas is higher. Their gas was $4.09 a gallon. That's regular.
Well, I seen the signs out here in San Diego, and I'm looking. I'm like, whoa, that's almost $5 a gallon.
Exactly. You're like, I'm not driving anywhere. I'm walking. Let me get a bike.
Right. It's like, do I even want to drive? They might start to having you put gas on in the bike.
You know?
Because
no, ma'am, you have to put gas in that bike.
But I definitely tell everyone, you know, a great place to start is to start budgeting. Make a budget. I mean, you have to know exactly how much money you have coming in and going out each month. That's just back to the basic. You know, start budgeting out, you know, your funds. And you definitely want to start getting back into, like I said, like how it was back in, you know, in the older days or in the days where people were able to save and there wasn't so
start
much.
Start cooking your
so
own
much
food.
Debt.
Brew your own coffee every morning. Stop being lazy. Everybody wants to stop at Starbucks, pay $4 for a tall latte, and every day you're blowing that type of money. If you add that up in a month's time, you're spending so much of your money, it's ridiculous. And that's just one item, not to mention going out to eat, going out for drinks, going clubbing, doing this, doing that. Your money is just flying out, and you're not really paying attention to what it's flying out on.
Definitely. You want to, you know, another thing, you should start learning how to live below your means and don't overextend yourself.
And people are so quick to overextend themselves.
Right, and start creating that emergency fund. People, you have to start saving. You have to start saving. So, I mean, you know, with Bill going to Joy, we're going to come out here and you know, teach and educate as much as we can, but you have to be the one to implement that into your lifestyle and be able to stick to that plan if you want to get yourself on track. You know, we can tell you the hows and the twos, but if you're not committed to it, then you're going to be right back into the cycle.
It's like my grandmother said, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
You can't make him drink. So, you know, all I can say is that, you know, just keep trying. I'm sorry, people are like calling in.
Fine. I'm taking calls. I'm excited.
And you would definitely want to prepare to minimize your monthly bills. For example, a major one, you know, with all of us having to be out there and having to work so many hours, who has time to watch TV? Why do you need 200 channels on cable? You don't even watch.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you a simplified way to do it. Nowadays, everybody's televisions, I know you all have flat screens, and if you look on the back of your TV, if you are computer ready for your television, get online service, which is $20 a month, hook that up to your television, get you a wireless keyboard and mouse, you got your computer right on your television, get you Netflix for $8 to $10 a month, unlimited, and you can watch all your shows, all your cable channels, Bravo, everything you need for about $30 a month, and there you have it. You've got computer, internet, you got Netflix, so you got movies, you got your TV channels, you've got everything you need right on your television for $30 a month.
Exactly. And then you know, nowadays you can watch television online for free and they have great movies on there.
And exactly. There you have it. You're on your television. You've got your 42-inch screen.
Right. And then like you said, another thing, you know, people have these landlines and I don't know if you know some of these cable companies or you know these companies, they
you don't even need it anymore. Landline is
you don't
so
need
obsolete.
The landline.
Landline? What is that? The only reason
exactly.
You need a landline is if you have an office and you're running a business. That's the only purpose for a landline. But at home, you don't need it anymore, people. There's a whole new generation of computer technology out here where you plug everything through your television and you don't need that landline to run anything.
Right, exactly. Another way that bills can be minimized, or you know, to get yourself back on track.
Yeah, it's a huge difference from $115 a month to $30 a month. That's money you can put in your savings account.
It definitely adds up. Yes, it definitely adds up. You know, a lot of people, you know, as they're out, they have a habit of leaving, you know, letting the heater and air run while they're not home, or just leaving lights on when they're not using it. You know, they can trim their bills, you know, tremendously if they just, you know, turn off that AC and air when you're not home. And, you know, when you leave a room, turn off the light. I have a habit of doing that, just, you know, turning, you know, off pretty much everything when I am not home.
I just cut my electric bill from $125 down to $42 because I don't run anything.
Tell them how you did that, because I'm sure
people are listening. Shut off all of your lights during the day. You don't need lights during the day. Open your windows.
Right.
That's the light that you need. You don't need a light to use the bathroom. Open your windows. Oh, pull the curtains back. Let the sun shine in. And if it gets a little warm, because, you know, now the temperatures are starting to come up, especially down here in the south, run your ceiling fan. It's so much cheaper.
Yes,
so
yes,
much
definitely.
Cheaper. If you're not
definitely.
Watching television, unplug it. You burn so much electricity leaving your TV plugged in, because your TV never really shuts off. It just shuts down.
So in addition to
I'm an earth-friendly woman.
You know, back to the basics of making that budget. You are funny. Making that budget, prioritizing your monthly bills, another way that you can prepare yourself to get back to the basics, to get yourself on a budgeting track, is that you've got to also closely manage your bills, just like you said. You want to look at your statements. A lot of people get their statements monthly and they just trash them. Open those statements and look at, you know, the
read what your kilowattage is, what you're being charged. You're not realizing some of us are being charged 45 cents per kilowatt. That's a lot of money if you really, you know, think about it, because kilowatts are per second, not per minute.
Right. Oh, we got a caller in. Let's take this caller really quick, Jackie.
Let's do it.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello. Felita, how are you today?
Hey, how are you? You got a
I'm
question
doing well.
Or you got to come? You're calling in? Let it be known.
Yeah, I'm actually calling in. I'm actually in San Diego, and I just wanted to welcome Bill Gurren and Joy to San Diego and to thank you for coming here and giving us all the information that you have. As you know, San Diego is one of the cities that was hit hard by the financial crisis, and we look forward to the seminars and events that you have planned.
Awesome. Well, we are excited to be here, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
There
you love
is, Jackie,
to hear
right?
that. That's what you love to hear. It's somebody that's, you know, excited and welcoming and ready to get their life on track. You know, San Diego has been hit really, really hard. And
really
it's
hard.
Nice to see somebody's enthused about what you're doing for them, Calithia.
Across the board. I mean, it's so bad here. Like I said, you know, I'm going to go take a visit at this Walmart and this particular supermarket that's taking pesos out here. They are taking pesos out here. That's how bad it is, you know, with the whole financial crisis. And you all know the value of pesos. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. So I'm going to definitely go take a visit and go down there and maybe talk to the manager of the Walmart and just see what made them want to take that. Well, we all know, but just really just hear it from the horse's mouth. So we're going to take a quick break. The lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. We are taking your information today. We want you to voice out, you know, what you want to hear. What are you seeking? How do you want to grow here on Bill Grown and Joy today? So definitely just call in 347-215-8709. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Calithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Calithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back, broadcasting live from San Diego, California. Got Jacqueline out in Atlanta, and we're here today talking about, you know, just the whole financial crisis that's going on in America across the board between the cities of Atlanta and San Diego, two of the hardest hit cities. The lines are open, like I said, 347-215-8709, or you can come to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. We're also in live chat. So, you know, so Jackie, before we went to break, now we got to the budgeting, we got to managing it, we got to making sure that, you know, you want to make sure that you are checking those statements to be able to manage your debt. Now, you definitely, another thing that you want to take into stock is your non-cash assets and maximize their value. That's another thing that you can do to take yourself back to the basics of, you know, getting yourself on track or finding areas to save. And what I mean by that is basically, like, you know, how often do you travel? Do you really use your frequent flyer miles, or are you just paying out of pocket? You know, do you have extra food in your house that you can, you know, you can plan meals around or to lower your bills? You know,
exactly.
Do you have gift cards, you know, for fun and entertainment? Those are some of the non-cash assets you can use to so that you're not spending your liquidity, and you can put that more towards your budgeting of your expenses. What do you think of that?
Oh, man, I live by that. I cook instead of going out to eat, you know, because I feel like ultimately if I'm going to go out, I'm going to spend anywhere from $30 to $50 just going out to eat with a group of people. I can cook
right.
a full meal, and that'll last me 2 to 3 days. That's 2 to 3
right.
days worth of savings I can put in my savings account.
Right. Exactly. 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 So
gift cards,
I
get gift cards all the time as gifts. Use those when you need them, not when you want to use them. Save them.
Right.
Make sure that you,
right.
of course, put some activity on them, because some of them have all these restrictions and things that, you know, you get charged these penalties. Those are the things you have to look for when you do have gift cards. Read the fine print on those, because some of them you do get monthly fees that are deducting from your card, and before you know it, your card's not worth anything.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of when you use the rewards on your credit card, those can also be converted to gift cards also. A lot of people don't know that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So another major, major, major area is paying down your credit card debt. I think this hits everyone. With the
one thing I don't believe in is credit cards. I don't do them. I don't use them. If I do not have the liquid to do it, I don't do it. People fall into that trap every day of their lives. I'll just put it on my card. I'll just put it on my card. If you cannot pay that balance off at the end of the month, then you don't need to use your credit cards, because that means you're
exactly.
living above your means.
Exactly. I mean, if you can't pay that balance that you have, that you've spent on that card within that grace period, don't spend it. That means you don't have it, because if you're making those minimum payments, I'm telling you, it can take you 20
and
years.
All it is interest that you're paying on the minimum balance. If you can't pay triple to quadruple the amount of your minimum balance, then therefore you're not paying anything towards the credit card bill itself. You're only paying off the interest. And some people's
right.
credit cards aren't at that low, you know, 4 and 7%. Some people are between 19 and 26% interest. That's a lot of money that you're throwing
That's
out
of
the window.
Of
you're not even putting
and
a dent in your bill.
Exactly. So speaking of, you know, credit card rates, if they are currently carrying, you know, those balances with the high interest rate, another way that you can, they can find another way to prepare to get themselves, you know, for their personal finances is to basically maybe transfer the credit card and into a lower rate card.
Yeah, exactly. And that you're gonna want to do in trying to do that, make sure you go and check your credit report first, because you don't want to try and transfer to a lower rate credit card if your credit score is not right, because you're going to get declined, one, and that's going to put an inquiry on your credit report, which that's another thing that you don't need, because, you know, that whole credit situation is a whole nother can of worms that I'm getting educated on as we speak. Which that's why I'm really excited about the Financial Empowerment Tour 2011. Go Kalithia.
Right.
I'm excited.
Right, right. And you got a lot that's going on that you're planning with us, with Bill
Yes,
Jordan
I
Joy,
am. I'm,
and, you know,
So we're doing a six-city tour here in Atlanta. Calithia is amazing, people. You guys just have no idea. She's amazing. I'm putting together this tour. We're hoping to kick off May 21st. It's going to be very, very exciting because I cannot wait for people to see and hear and understand exactly where they're at with their finances. And it's going to open up so many eyes, and people are really just going to get excited and want to take control.
Right. I mean, it's just what it is. And I'm sorry if you guys are hearing all these phones and my ringings in the background. I mean, I got people blowing me up right now, and I don't know if we're having issues with them calling in, but I have about 10 people sitting in my queue on, you know, another cell phone of mine that's wanting to come on the air and voice it out. So I'm going to try to get them going. But, Jackie, just let them know a little bit more, you know, some of the other areas. We got about 4 minutes, and I'll try to get them on here to try to voice out what they need to say. But, you know, back just to the whole back to the basics of budgeting.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
another way is look for extra cash. Checking your insurance.
This is what
coverage.
This is what I've learned. Exactly. And this is, myself personally, I work full time. I do private security. And I started my business last year because I decided, I said, you know what? I'm tired of punching somebody else's clock. I want to get out here and make this happen for myself. I've done event planning, wedding planning, catering over the years, you know, just on the side as a side job. And I said, you know what? This is what I love to do. This is where my heart and soul is at. Let me get out here and try and make this happen. So since I've done that, things have come to fruition for me. And having Calithia now take me on with BGE, I'm so excited. This is a very big deal for me. I'm taking it very seriously. I'm really putting things in perspective. I hope to be able to quit my full-time job and do what I love to do best full-time. I've taken some initiatives on my own to cut back on all of my spending because I'm paying attention to what she's telling me to do. And it's working for me because I'm realizing now I'm having a little bit of extra money to put into my savings account. What you have to do is write down, and I'm serious when I say this, write down everything that you spend in a month. Write down the total of money that comes in that month. And I mean, if it's just a candy bar on Thursday that you wanted to get out of the vending machine at work, every little penny, account for it. Add it up.
Right.
See what your balance is. Compare that to what you bring in every month. I guarantee you, you'll be over budget. Because I was.
Exactly.
I was over budget.
Exactly.
And I'm like, this is not right. How am I spending more than I have? That's not correct. So I had to make provisions. I cook every day.
Right.
I mean, I was right before we came on the show, I'm in the kitchen cleaning my chicken because I'm putting some chicken on the grill. I got a big family pack. And you know what? I'm going to have chicken every day for the next few days, and I'll just throw a salad with it, make me a little side dish every day, something different to toss it up. But that's what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
But it saves so much money.
Exactly. And Jackie, you know, you are a real life person just like me. You know, we just, you know, tell it how it is. There's no fancying or anything around it.
Exactly. No candy coating it. It is what it is.
Yeah, and I thank you for coming in and just talking to everyone and letting everyone know. I have, like I said, we had something going on with, you know, calling in today, but I have about 10 people on queue. Even Clyde Anderson was expecting to call in. That's who was ringing my phone while I'm on the air while you're talking, because he wanted to come in and, you know, put his input on it. But we're having some issues, but hey, it is what it is. We will get everybody on. Just thank you, everyone, for being patient today. We are in San Diego live broadcast. Thank you, Jackie, for coming on the air today.
My pleasure. I'm excited. Financial Empowerment Tour 2011, people. Let's go.
That's right. It concludes our show today. So tune in on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM Delight. I will have Rohan Smith with New York Life Insurance and Securities. And he will be on the air, everyone, to educate you, to let you know the importance of life insurance, which is a very important show that you guys do not want to miss. Get your budget together. Manage your money. The Financial Empowerment 2011 is here. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.